So I promised you a Kardashian-free show.
Right.
Right? But I did not promise you a Kanye West-free show. And I am sorry
default,
ahead of time.
By default, that's kind of a Kardashian.
No. Listen, this is a totally different story. And I apologize, but we have to talk about Kanye West. Because this is big news and a big story. And if we don't talk about it, then we're not doing our job.
Okay.
So according to Us Weekly, Kanye West is dating Irina Shayk. Do you know who Irina Shayk is?
I had one for lunch.
I can see you. I don't think you did. Irina Shayk is a Russian model. She's extraordinarily beautiful. And she is, if you don't know anything about the modeling world, you don't know what she's famous for in modeling. You do know that she is the baby mama to Bradley Cooper's baby. So this is Bradley Cooper's baby mama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's Anthony approved.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I just love that Shake Shack is the first thing that comes up, too. But
that's because you probably spelled it wrong.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you. I spelled it Arena Shake.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And she came up. So she's very hot. Yes.
Okay, so she was with Bradley Cooper for, I don't know how many years, a long time. They were together a long time. They dated for maybe 2 or 3 years. They lived together in the West Village. They had a baby together, and she abruptly broke up with him. We don't know why. We don't know what he did, because we assume he did something. She claims his work schedule was too grueling and he wasn't around enough for her and the baby. But, you know, who the heck knows? It's their personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So cut to... First, the Daily Mail has a story that Kanye is spending his birthday, his 44th birthday, in France. He loves Paris. He's always rapping about Paris. He is always going there. He does the Paris Fashion Week, and he has, I think, some of his Yeezy line he creates in Paris. And then he actually has a music recording studio, and he records it. He loves Paris, loves everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you showing me, by the way? I see you're about to show me a picture.
Arena Shake.
Oh, okay. You show me Arena Shake. Well, I know what she looks like, but in case people who are watching us on Twitch don't know, this is her. She is a supermodel, not just a model, a supermodel.
I know, but she's Russian, though.
Yeah.
So
bad, good, what?
So she sounds like Moose's girl.
Oh. Well, maybe.
Yeah, I guarantee she does. Okay.
So Daily Mail gets these photographs of Irina Shayk and Kanye West celebrating his birthday together in France.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're arm in arm and they're, as we say, canoodling, you know, and it looks like they're together. And they're the first to be like, I think this is a new couple. I think this is a couple happening. So here's my favorite part. They fly back from France. They fly to Teterboro Airport in New Jersey, because remember, she lives here in New York, and they have a private plane. So they fly this private plane. They get out in Teterboro. Now, it's a private plane. The only people on the plane are the two of them and the pilot. Yet, she gets out first and goes to the left. He gets out afterwards and goes to the right, thinking that we're going to go, huh, I don't think that they were on the same flight.
Mm-hmm.
They must not be together. There must be some other private jet that I didn't see that she got off of. It's so stupid. It's like, we saw the plane land. We saw you both get out and then go your separate ways as if you're not together. Trust me, you don't get on a private jet by yourself.
But why would they care? Because he's going through a divorce and she's single. So
yeah.
Why do they care if they're seen together?
Well, I think when it comes to celebrity relationships, they don't want to be seen together until they're Instagram official. You know, if they're not official, then you're like, oh, who's he banging? Who's she banging? And then like a month later, you find out they're with somebody else. You know, that's like the Leonardo DiCaprio thing. Like he tries every time you see him with another model, you're like, oh, who's this one now?
Mm.
You know, that's why he waits now until it's a little more serious. And then he's like, voila, this is my girlfriend.
Okay. You know? So if you're Kanye and you're on a plane from France to Jersey with Irina Shayk, are you having sex on the private plane?
I don't know what his sex drive is like. I really don't. And what's interesting is they've actually been friends for over 10 years. They've known each other for a long time. So she appears in his Power video. I don't know if you've ever seen the video, if you know the song Power. But so he's just standing there. You don't see him singing. You hear it. And then the camera pans out and there's a gorgeous woman there and she has like these big wings and she's just kind of posed there. That's Irina Shayk. And that was, you know, his Power video was, it's at least 10 years old or maybe, you know, it's from a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
She also, he shouts her out in one of his songs, like one of his raps a few years later. And then I think she modeled for him. I think she did some modeling for him for his Yeezy line. So yeah, they have actually sex. What?
They had sex.
Well, no, this is what I'm saying. They've kind of been circling around each other a long time. So they finally are both single and they can finally be together. You know, you always have that one person who's kind of like in the wings, and you know that the day they're single and the day you're single, it's on. It's on. So, yeah, I would imagine if you're flying back from France and it's your birthday and this is somebody you've been wanting to bang for 10 years. Oh, yeah. It's a private plane. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah, you got 6 hours to kill. So, come on.
What sucks is he's religious now, so he's not going to rap about it. Like a couple of years ago, we would have gotten a whole rap about what happened in that plane.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now he's all Jesus-y and very chaste, allegedly. So I don't. The only reason why I say they probably had sex because he used to have a quote unquote sex addiction, which, you know, I know I say is not a thing. But that means he probably has a very high sex drive.
Mm-hmm. And she's on a plane. She's the only one on the plane. And it's a 6 hour flight.
And she's a gorgeous supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're friends and they've been friends a long time. So it's not like I think it's harder when it's somebody you don't know that well. Because then it's like, should we do this? Should we? I don't know if you know what's happening now in Hollywood, but celebrities are having, if you bang a regular person, they're having them sign non-disclosures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I've read recent articles. There's a BuzzFeed article just this week about some girl with a famous actor. She wouldn't say who, obviously, because she signed a non-disclosure. And she was talking about how she went to his house with some friends. He was flirting with her friend. The friend went home. So then he was flirting with her. And they were all like doing cocaine and they were drinking and they were having this party. And then he's like, do you want to spend the night? And she's like, yes, of course I do. And he's like, may I kiss you? Yes. Before I kiss you, you have to sign this non-disclosure.
Yeah, I have one on e-sign now. So before we even go to dinner, I'm sending you an e-sign. You can just sign it right on your phone. Before I even show up. It doesn't take but 2 seconds. You can just open it, just type your name, and it's an e-sign. And the lawyer says, yeah, that's good enough.
I mean, it's smart because it serves two purposes. One is it's consent. You're obviously consenting to having sex. You can't later say that I raped you, you know, or you didn't consent or I coerced you. You're consenting. You've signed this agreement. And two, a non-disclosure means that I will own your life if you tell anybody that you were here and who I am and what we did.
Yeah. Mine's 63 pages long. It has, you can't say anything. Yeah. You can't tell Cooper. It all goes on and on and on. Just sign it. You have to pay for dinner.
I'll tell you the weird thing about it. The weird thing about it, I think, I don't know if it's social media that makes people feel like they have to get out there and be like, look who I'm with. But, you know, I hate to be like back in my day but it's true. Back in my day, my friends and I all dated celebrities at all different times. Like I have one friend that was with a very famous actor, like super famous and really hot. And they dated for quite a while. I don't think the paparazzi ever saw them together because they were really careful about it. And she never talked about it. She didn't, once they broke up, she didn't call Page Six and go, guess who I've been banging for 2 months? Let me tell you about them. It was the opposite. Like to this day, I don't even talk about the guys that my friends and I had sex with. But let me just tell you this. If you grew up in New York like I did, you had sex with a celebrity. Everybody has. There's not one person who grew up in New York that hasn't either fooled around with or had full-on sex or full-on dated a celebrity. Everybody has.
We need to have a contest. See if people can guess.
But I won't reveal it.
Ah, see, you're no fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's like somebody that Leonardo DiCaprio used to date. her niece is now in the news saying that he was horrible in bed.
I've heard that about him, that Leonardo DiCaprio is terrible in bed. Well, you know, that kind of makes sense, though, because he's a child star. He started acting when he was very, very young. Mm-hmm. He didn't grow up like the rest of us. He didn't get that the guys he didn't grow up with women that said to him, do this, don't do that, or try this, or try. He went out with women that were like just grateful to be with him and wouldn't dare say anything to him because he was always famous. You know, when you're not famous, a girl can be like, okay, honey, no, that is not where it is. So let me show you where it is. Let me show you how to do it.
Bad in bed.
Guys are bad in bed, I think, for three main reasons. One is they don't know how to please you. Like, they don't know how to give you pleasure, mm-hmm. Make you arrive at your destination.
Right.
So there's guys that don't know how to do that. Number two is they're just like dead fish. They don't move. They just kind of lay there. They do like missionary, and they just, I was with one guy once and it was like, I felt like, why am I here? Why am I here? You really need me here.
I know why you're here, but why am I here?
Yeah. It's like, you just feel like you're something there. You feel like a sex toy rather than not a hot sex toy, like you don't need to be there.
But when you're him, you don't really care about her coming to the finish line.
Right.
It's all about you.
And that's the problem. But you know, if it's like the first or second time you're with somebody and you're super selfish as a lover, you're not going to be with them much more unless you're Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm. So these women give him like a second, third, and fourth chance. And then he's still, you know, not adventurous. I think everyone has a different definition of who's bad in bed and why they're bad in bed. I think not wanting to please your partner and just not moving and laying there like a dead fish, universally hated. The third one is it varies. You know, for me, I like somebody who's a little adventurous, who wants to try different stuff and do different things. And even like, you know, whether it's a position or whether it's, you know, having sex outside, or, you know, just something unusual. Mm. For me, if somebody's unwilling to do, is like not sexually adventurous, for me, that's you don't know what you're doing. But then for other people, you know, their third thing may be a different thing. Like, you know, I have one girlfriend. She will not be with a guy who won't suck her toes. That's her thing.
Oh,
I see. That's what I'm saying. But for her, you're bad in bed if you won't suck my toes. It means it means you're not willing to please me. And if that pleases her, you know, you got to be, as Dan Savage says, good giving and I forget what the other G is. You got to be GGG. good giving and game.
Game, not game for that.
Game for anything.
That's your
game
feet.
For anything.
That's nasty feet. That's the feet of touched feet stuff.
Excuse me. If Irina Shayk said to Kanye West, suck my toes, he'd be like, which one should I start with? The little piggy or the big piggy?
No. Go away from me.
Give me those piggies.
No piggies are going near my mouth. I'm sorry. I'm Kanye. You're the milkshake. You're not.
You're a milkshake.
There's no way. Unless you just got out of the shower and you scrubbed your feet. Because I know women don't scrub their feet in the shower. You haven't scrubbed your feet in years. So I know you're not coming out with clean feet.
Well, why should I wash my feet? They're there in the shower the whole time. I'm standing in the shower.
And you want me
they're getting all the water and the.
And you want me to put the toes in my mouth? No, it's gross.
I don't. I'm the opposite. If anybody wants it, I'm like oogie with my feet. Like, do not touch my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember one time my boyfriend grabbed my feet to give them just a foot rub, but I was like, no, don't. It's okay. I'm good. Rub my shoulders. Come back up here.